the Cobra had a big night Friday night.
Oh, boy. Got the call midweek from our buddy Brian Damaris, who is coming up to Indianapolis, asking if I was interested in going to the Playboy party, which I'd been to once before back in San Diego, like in 2002 or something like that, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time. It was different because you're, you know, all the guys are like kind of, I mean, it's a big sausage fest, to be honest with you. You don't have access, or at least in San Diego, there wasn't a lot of access that we had to get into places. It looked a lot cooler than the places we were standing. But it was tons of free food, really good food. You know, they had the naked sushi thing going on. And
what's that?
It's when they put sushi on a nude woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat it off of her.
Right.
Isn't that kind of redundant?
Yes. Everything smells the same.
I think we got it without you adding to what he just said.
Okay. You don't...
No, that's for him.
Turn the music back up.
No, that's for him, not
okay.
You. You're fine.
You're doing great, Shoopy.
Way to go, Shoopy.
Oh, Corby.
But...
But look, I support you. I like what you said.
Thank you. But it's, you know, it's tons of free drinks and everything, and it's well worth it. And so I thought, what the heck? Yeah, let's do this thing. He asked you as well. Want to know if you could go.
Yes.
But you had a 4 a.m. flight to catch the next morning.
Right.
Stay up all night.
He decided to catch the first flight ever. So he couldn't make it. He needed his little
sleepy. I wanted to watch the Mavericks.
I need my sleepy. My little sleepies.
All right, so, tell your story. You're bogging down like crazy.
And, you know, the only other option to take was, of course, the Killer.
I play.
For those who don't know, the Killer is one of the top engineers this city has ever seen. Worked for us for many years. Dear friend of all of ours. And
he was on duty with us at Super Bowl week all week and did mm-hmm. a fine job.
He did a great job. So the Killer's like, you know, yes, I want in. I mean, it's like his three favorite things ever.
Free food, free booze, and ass.
Yes, all together at once.
Yeah. Now, the Killer is capable of acquiring booze and food mm-hmm. on his own.
Mm-hmm. Women.
Mm. Needs a little assistance.
Sure. So we meet Brian after the show. And get back down. We have to drop Mike back off at the hotel. So we have to drive 40 minutes back and then... What?
I'm sorry I put you out, so...
Oh, you did. You did. We had no other way around it. So then we drive back into downtown and we meet Brian down at the Westin Hotel. Now, Brian is good friends with Cubes.
Cubes.
He and Cuban are tight. And so... Mark was there, obviously. It was his hometown, basically, and he was throwing a big Super Bowl party the night after. And so we met Mark down there and at Shula's, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Down there in the West.
I remember that.
Yes. Mark was down there watching Shark Tank with some people. So we got there right after Shark Tank and had some drinks there, and then it was time to go. Now, to Cuban, in Cuban's defense, he did not want to go to this party. He wanted to go to the ESPN party.
Does he like sports?
Well, he just, look, after seeing what he goes through, I guess, up there especially, it's a beating as far as people wanting pictures with him and immediately posting them everywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, you have to think about that stuff when you're a guy like that. And
yeah.
So he wanted to go to the ESPN party, but... We could not figure out a way to get out of the city. As we found out, the city is locked.
Yes.
And if your party is outside the city limits on that Friday or Saturday night, you're not going. Can't get out. It's impossible.
There were tons and tons and tons of people that came in there Thursday and Friday.
So Friday night was also, there was a downtown concert. And I believe that LMFAO was playing down there for free downtown. And they estimated the next day, I was talking to the cab driver who took me to the airport, and she said, I was telling her the story, which I'm getting ready to tell you guys, but she said that she heard on the news that there were 200,000 people downtown on Friday night. 200, and you know the size of that downtown.
Yes, small.
200, it's like 200,000 people descending on Denton Square. And so we leave the Westin, we get directions on our phone, and it's about a 2.5 block walk down.
Perfect.
Down to the Playboy party.
Mm-hmm.
Take us, what, 5 minutes?
So it's you, your buddy Brian,
yes.
Killer, and Cubes.
Yes.
Walking together down the street like you're the Reservoir Dogs or something.
Yeah, as music plays in slow motion. So we start walking. Mark's got this really cool disguise, too. All it is like Clark Kent-looking glasses. Mm-hmm. That's it. He puts them on. He's like, you watch. Half the people will be like, man, is that Mark Cuban? And that's exactly what happened. You walk down the street and people are like, you can see them staring at him.
But they're not sure?
They're not sure. And you walk past them and you hear him go like, God, that guy looks like Mark Cuban. But they just keep on going. It worked like a charm. It was unbelievable. But a lot of people did recognize him. But anyway, so we start walking and the crowd gets thicker and thicker and wider and thicker. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a situation like this before. Where
a thicker, wider situation?
It's
no,
been years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Where you get to a point within a crowd where you're not moving. You are unable to move. Mm-hmm. You are at the mercy of the sway of the crowd.
I was damn near in that same situation in the bathroom just now.
Have you ever been to a concert like that? Like at Texas or Cotton Bowl when it got really tight in the concourse or anything?
Yeah,
I mean,
a few times.
This was...
I mean, I've never really been, you know, scared or anything or thinking a Cincinnati situation was going to break out.
It sounds like Mardi Gras when it's just a
Bingo.
Wave of people.
They said this was worse than any Mardi Gras situation they've ever seen, where you get down there and you're just like, we couldn't move. And all we needed to get was about 100 yards at that point. Mm-hmm. And we could not move. And it was tight. And if you fell down, yes. Hello, Cincinnati. Hello, The Who, 1979. And, you know, Brian starts, well, I'm like, I'm going to die in a crowd with Mark Cuban. We're just going to die looking at each other, unable to move, getting squeezed. And, man, it was really, really bizarre. Like, tense, sweating.
Scary?
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
Thinking you were going to get crushed or not be able to breathe?
Yeah, I mean, there was a fence close enough to where, and there were cops overlooking to make sure people weren't getting trampled and crushed. But I don't know what they would have done if somebody would have fallen down.
Where were they going? What were they doing? Just hanging out?
Dude, we walked over there as soon as LMFAO got out, and there were 200,000 people basically down there.
Oh.
All going one direction at the same time, or maybe two directions, and you all met in the middle.
Like Gangs of New York?
Kind of, yeah, without the hatchets.
Yeah.
But.
Well, one of those might have come in handy.
Oh, it'd have been great. We finally.
All this to see LMFAO.
I guess. Yeah. We finally start moving a little bit and make our way to the Playboy party. And we finally get in there. And man, I mean, we're sitting there and I've never seen four grown men so despondent and so pissed off at the world being at a Playboy party. It was just like this, that just, it sucked the life out of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we start, you know, we walk up to the bar, and I mean, I drink a beer in about 1 second. Like, I need this. It's the first time I've ever needed alcohol. And, you know,
we're probably thirsty.
We all did, and then we run into a group of young ladies. And they start talking to us, and we start talking to them. And about that time.
Are they employees?
No, they are not.
They're
they are just there
out?
At the Playboy party, okay? Turns out that these are young...
Were they stacked?
These are young lasses. It's a stupid question.
Were they foxes?
They were seniors at the University of Indiana. Perfect.
Oh my God.
So we start talking to them, and Killer was at the bar, and so he walks over, and there are six of these girls, and I think Cuban introduces Killer. He only knows him as Killer.
Right.
And Cuban introduces him as, like, head of his security detail. And here comes the killer. Now, if the killer, for those who don't know what he looks like, he's about 6 feet tall, 5'11", something like that, about 250,
some such.
260.
Keep going.
Big 80, big beard, you know. Yeah.
Just he's a big, brawny guy.
But he's a very handsome man as well.
There's a reason he hosts Bear Stew.
Yes.
He's a good-looking fella underneath all of the fat and muff.
All of the berries.
Fat and muff?
Yeah. All of the fur. And the
fat and muff?
The bits of...
God.
Well, the cutest girl in the bunch. I'm not kidding you.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest girl in the bunch suddenly just kind of turns to killer and walks over and starts making time with him. Okay?
I play.
Sounds completely plausible to me.
I've never seen him actually interact with a female, unless it was a dare from you or I to go up to a female and yell something crude at them. I've never seen this chemistry that the killer suddenly developed.
Does he have game?
Yeah! They were... I'm telling you, they were all over killer. Now, at a very early stage...
Were you aware of this?
No, I'm hearing this for the first time.
At a very early stage of the night, I eliminated myself from everything. I was wearing the wedding ring, and they were asking me about wife, kids, all that. And, I was very free and open, and so... And this was the killer's
night. I like how Corby's assuming that had he not told them about the wife and had the ring on, that they would have been all over him.
Yes.
No.
They've all been turned toward him.
Well,
not
I
the
told
killer.
Them up front that I am not available. Yes.
Killer
so
was
therefore,
plan B.
They went to killer.
Yes, I am out of play.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm
Ladies,
saying that
I am out of play.
I'm just letting you know that I was not trying to horn dog it. You know.
Yeah. Unlike what Gordon would have done.
Right. So, these girls are all over him. Now, we end up, we get taken up to... I mean, we're with Cuban. So, we get taken up to the crazy super VIP area with the guy from Playboy who's in charge.
So, you get to go to the places that you've never gone before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's fun to be that
awesome.
That guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? And the girls end up coming up there. You know,
well, I mean, this should have been available to you anyway. You are a subscriber, for crying out loud.
And trust me, I made that very well known to the guy who was in charge of the party. He was
did
asking
you embrace
me what I,
the Playboy philosophy?
He was asking me what I did for a living. I go, I just want to let you know that I am a subscriber to your magazine.
Oh, really? That's awesome, man.
Not on purpose.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. I'm like, this is kind of me. Right
now. I do embrace the Playboy lifestyle.
So we're up there, and the one girl, the cute girl, the hottest girl at the Playboy party,
gets
basically
to come up with killer.
Is there's killer, whining and dining her and everything, and I look over, damn it, and I see that the killer had ditched the hot girl to talk to a playmate up there in a bunny outfit. Not only was the killer interacting with this playmate, it was like I swear to God, he's got his foot propped up on a couch that she's sitting on, so if he had on workout shorts, his balls would be hanging in her face. And he's just like, I mean, it's tough in Dallas, but we get by somehow, you know? We're just like the rest of America.
He's just shooting the
ass. Dude, it's unbelievable to the point where he goes, you mind if I, snag your phone number? Oh, absolutely. A Playboy playmate gave Killer her phone number.
Wow.
And it was...
This is truly man bites dog.
It was legit.
We need follow-up.
Oh, hang on. You want me to...
Let's do this next.
All right, I'll finish the story. I'll finish the story of the killer and how all the night ended up.
I bet he ruined it with sloppy, drunk 4 a.m. textings.
And also why you two will hate me.
The Unticket.
All right, now, where were we?
Back to the Playboy party. We are there. We're up in the, thanks to Brian Damaris and Cubes, we're up in the super VIP section of this area. Now, it was, it's typical of what you would think. It's really loud, It's a bunch of people dancing and stuff, and... Meanwhile, the killer, our sweet, lovable bear of an engineer, has not only wowed the young college girls, the hot college girls, He has acquired digits from Playboy Playmates. And I'm sitting there watching all this and not actively participating. I'll tell you why here in a minute. But I'm watching it, and I'm getting feedback, too. Like, mm-hmm. Are you seeing what Killer's doing over here? Are you checking out what Killer's up to? I'm like, I just can't believe that. I can't believe Killer is doing all this. So the night
It's hard to fathom.
The night is winding down, and we end up all walking out together.
Now, what time is it at
this
point?
It's 2.
Ah.
Oof. Is this going after hours, or are they shutting it down?
They're shutting it down. And
it's time for the after party.
Right. We didn't really have an after party. And so we walk out of there. Mm,
big mistake.
And
because that's the one you want to attend.
I think at this point the killer had switched girls. And I'm not kidding.
Like he went back to the college girl?
Yeah, he went back to another girl within the group. I'm not kidding. I think that he had pulled a double cross on the original cute girl in the group and gone for another one. Which, of course, she obliged. I mean, it's the killer.
Yeah.
It's Killer Clooney.
Who can resist his charm?
So
who can resist the allure of Bear Stew?
As we walk, and by the way, Killer, for those who missed Friday's show, Killer was wearing, he was the worst dressed guy at the party.
Right.
And it's not even close. He was wearing a black button-down ticket bowling shirt, and the logo, the logo of the ticket covered.
Wasn't it like the size of a large sandwich?
Yeah. Or like a small pizza.
Uh-huh.
It was huge. He looked so ridiculous. But it was the only collared shirt that he brought to the Super Bowl, so why not wear it? And you know, he had on jeans and these crazy... He had on, like, those boots that people with polio wear, you know, that correct their feet.
He's wearing orthopedic polio shoes.
They were so huge. I'm like, my God, he's still pulling in chicks with this. So we're leaving... And we finally get outside, and when we got outside, the temperature had dropped, I bet you, 30 degrees. It was really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these girls were all gussied up in their slinkiest outfits, you know, and so the one that the killer was macking down on was, she was cold. And so the killer, in an act of tremendous chivalry, said, my lady, would you mind taking my coat? But I don't know when I'll see you again. We'll find a way.
Shut up.
Keep it. Shoopy,
I've got
you. Hear this?
I love this.
And he acted like it was his navy pea coat from, you know, World War II.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it was a treasured item of his, but yet he was still giving it to hers.
That's a real Titanic moment.
It was very Titanic.
When in reality, he got it at Old Navy for $14.
Not only that, he also gave her his gloves and his hat. All of it. So as he is dressing her, which he is slowly putting on the coat, wrapping it around her.
You guys are just standing there watching
this?
Oh,
yeah, watching. Mm. I'm looking up at the skies going, thank you, Jesus. This is wonderful. It was a very moving moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sliding the coat on her, the toboggan, one glove at a time. Now, the coat, of course, was not... She didn't put the arms all the way through. It was just draped over her dainty
figure.
Of
course.
What is she thinking the whole time when the toboggan's going on in the coat and it smells like Swedish meatballs and Route 33? I mean, this can't be good for her.
She did not care. She didn't care. And so they're exchanging phone numbers everything, and basically she's about to cry
because she's so touched by the killer.
She is losing the one great love of her life, the killer. And I mean, it's a very emotional. He's like, you know, let's hug this one out, and you know, he's like looking her in the eyes and cupping her cheeks, and it's like, I will find you. And then he looks at me and says, let's go. And off we go into the night.
Off the killer goes.
Yeah.
Into whatever the rest of the evening's tidings bring.
Right. There goes the mysterious killer. Off with his little friend.
Incredible.
And
what was Cubes doing while all this was going on? All the attention should have been on him.
I don't know. Nothing. I'm sure he was wowed by the killer's magical powers. So, you know, the killer is... You can't imagine the car ride back. I am surprised that he did not take his pants off right then and just start going
at it. Okay, so all of the cool killer demeanor was out the window.
Do you understand what just happened to me? Do you get what I just did? Look at my phone! Look at the girls on my phone! Look at this! I'm like, dude, I know. It's awesome. It's awesome. He's going crazy. Now, I found out the next day that Brian Damaris... I was like, what happened to those girls? Because they had, like, town cars pulled up for him and everything. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's another funny story. this just tells you the age group that we were dealing with. One of their moms came and picked them up. Like they were at the mall watching Footloose or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Here's why you guys will be mad at me. So we get escorted up into Super VIP, okay? So there's the killer working his magic, and he is. You know what? Every guy up there is trying to work their magic in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And I look over, and I see this guy, and I'd had a few.
Really? That's surprising.
I mean, it was free, so I'd had, you know... I probably outdrank Josh Hamilton from what
Corby
he had last Monday.
Corby is away from his family another state.
Check.
It's after 10 p.m.
Check.
The booze is free.
Check.
And he has no obligations the next day.
Check.
And you had a few.
Yeah.
I bet you had a few dozen.
Check. So I see this guy.
I don't like you.
I see this guy. I'm like, God. Man, I think that is.
Can't imagine.
I think that's a guy that I would like to go up and meet. So I walk over to this guy and I go, are you so-and-so? And he says, yeah. And so from about, midnight until we left, I was in this guy's ear. It was John Wortham. Are you familiar with him?
John Wortham.
W-E-R-T-H-E-I-M?
I don't think so.
He's the tennis writer from CNN-SI.
Good Lord.
Oh, John Wertheim.
Wertheim? Is
yeah,
that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so...
How did you recognize him? That's a stupid question, because you probably have a poster of him in your house.
I read him every day, or whenever he writes anything. So I start unloading on this guy about...
Gross.
About tennis.
Oh, no. So here is Drunk Corby.
Uh-huh.
Talking tennis with an SI tennis writer.
Surrounded by 21-year-old women.
Right.
To which he finally looks at me and he goes, you know, we're at the Playboy party right now. Yeah, yeah, okay.
One more question.
Hey,
what did you think of Fenderberg?
Here's how it ended. Hey, can I get your number? how about email? Can I get your number? How about an email? So I gave him my email.
Unbelievable.
And I haven't heard back from him yet.
Boy, what a night of disappointment for you.
It was so... I realized
what
how...
What a night of triumph for Killer and a night of disappointment
I realized
for you.
How...
This is man bites dog,
how
Shoopy.
How incredibly lame I was being and how this poor guy who...
He's not that great.
No.
So he looks like... Jason Sudeikis if somebody punched him in the face a few times.
Right. So
he's trying his best. He's thinking, well, if Killer can get some.
Yeah, he's looking over there.
I'm a freaking tennis writer. I can get some.
He's looking at Bear Stew picking up Playboy ass.
And there he is getting his tail whipped into submission about Federer.
Did you watch the Australian Open? Yeah, I was there. I was there, Corby.
What do you think happened at Wimbledon?
Wimbledon. It was a great night.
Oh, yeah, it sounds
it
like
was
it.
A
it
great,
sounds like you were at your
night.
Best.
So what happened?
Top of your game.
Did Killer ever follow up? Is he going to get his
I haven't
his
talked
parka
to him.
Back?
I've not talked to him since I dropped him off at the hotel, and he literally was walking on a cloud into the hotel. I've not spoken to him face to face yet. I don't know if he got his.
He might have flown back to Indiana.
That's got to be one of the three greatest nights of his life.
Three?
Yeah.
Best ever.
I will find you. I will find you. Until then, farewell.
It was so. It's exactly what it was.
And he just floats into the fog.
With his ticket bowling shirt.
And cubes.
Right.
And polio shoes. All right, 5:53 here on the ticket.
Is he wearing polio shoes?